Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Seth Lipsky back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Seth has become a very important journalist in our time. He is one of the more thoughtful that I've run into. He's the founder and the editor of the New York Sun newspaper. He is the author of The Citizen's Constitution, an annotated guide. And I've asked him to join us here to talk to us about three different issues, actually. Seth Lipsky, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back, Seth. Okay, one of the things that was kind of interesting recently from a political standpoint that a lot of Americans, especially the younger folks, really had never seen before, didn't really appreciate, and had never seen the whole drama play out, was the filibuster by Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. And I know you've been reporting on that lately, and you've written some about it. Talk to us about what it was all about, what happened, and what the result was.
Well, it's very interesting that you remarked that this was an illuminating moment for young people. It happened that about an hour after the Senate woke up to the fact that it was in the midst of a genuine old-fashioned filibuster, I walked in to teach my weekly seminar at Columbia, and 10 brilliant students were in the room, several of them foreigners, about half of them foreigners, actually, and they weren't familiar with the filibuster process. And through the miracle of the Internet, I was able to put up on the screen immediately the last part of this famous movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which is about
where
Jimmy Stewart, mounts a filibuster. And we talked about this, and what got me about it was how totally excited and interested this younger generation was by what was happening in the Senate. It brought the whole issue of our Constitution and our how our government really works alive.
And the checks and balances.
Absolutely.
The beauty of the genius of the founders for the checks and balances that they built in.
And what Rand Paul was filibustering about was the appointment of this John Brennan, to be director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And and Rand Paul had asked a theoretical question, whether the government could use a drone missile to attack an American who was a non-combatant on American soil.
Right.
And that question, he didn't get an answer, so he mounted a filibuster.
From Attorney General Holder.
Right, exactly. And he mounted a filibuster, and he talked a lot about the constitutional limitations on a president. For example, one of the things that the Congress can never do is pass a bill of attainder. That is a bill where a legislature condemns someone to death. They used them in Europe. You're not allowed to do that. No legislature in America is allowed to do that. And if a legislature can't do it, can a president do it ever? Or do you have to always go through the courts?
Right.
You know, it says that no one can be deprived of life without due process of law. And and these are really fundamental questions. And he electrified the Senate by pressing that point. Eventually, he forced an answer from the government.
He got a letter from Attorney General Holder.
Right.
Saying no. The answer to your question is I heard the part where Holder danced around the issue and was What's the definition of, I heard that whole little exchange. But finally, he wrote him a letter and said, no, the president can't do that. And it ended. So it was, to me, what was beautiful about it was it actually had a beginning, a middle, and an end, and the Constitution won, didn't it?
Yes. And this is actually the point that I keep trying to make. We're in a period where the government is expanding and reaching for new powers, and yep. the country is divided politically, and more, I predict, people are going to be referring to the Constitution to see what limits there are in it on government
yes.
behavior.
More and more people like presidents of the United States, which is what we're going to talk about in the next segment. I want to ask Seth what he thinks if the Constitution has taken a hit in the last 4 years, for example. What has President Obama done? Maybe even what did President Bush do to little by little weaken our beautiful Constitution? We're going to be right back with Seth Lipsky, 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.